housekeeping, please feel free to join in any song. Feel free to join in the prayer. Unmute yourself as long as you are not disturbing and there's no noise behind. I know it is going to be great tonight. Jesus Christ is already here. The Holy Spirit is already here. So we welcome him. We glorify his holy name. And I want to tell you, I have so many reasons to praise the Lord. I have so many reasons to clap for the Lord. I have so many reasons to jump for joy because the Lord has been so, so good. Just like my daughter just sang, the Lord has been so, so good. God has been so, so good to us. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord in my life. I have a reason to praise the Lord in my life. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to clap for God in my life. I have a reason to clap for God in my life. I have a reason to clap for God. I have a reason to sing for God. I have a reason to sing for God in my life. I have a reason to sing for God in my life. I have a reason to sing for God. I can dance for God. I have a reason to dance for God. I have a reason to dance for God in my life. I have a reason to dance for God. In my life, I have a reason to thank God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know the Lord is already here, like we said, and it's, we have good reason to dance for God. I may not see you, but God is looking at you. If you have good reason to praise the Lord, to clap for the Lord, to sing for the Lord, to dance for God, just let's say last one. I have a reason to dance for God. I have a reason to dance for God in my life. I have a reason to dance for God in my life. I have a reason to dance for God. You will never end dancing for God. Things of rejoicing, celebration that will cause you to dance. We never cease in your household. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we love you. We lift your name in all the may your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people, we declare your mighty word. Blessed be the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forever.
Oh, please, can we take it one more time to worship him? And I want the choristers around to sing it. And while I will lower my sonorous voice, can we take it? 1, 2, 3, go.
Father in heaven, I will love you. We lift your name, we know the may your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord.
Worship the Almighty God. Worship the King of Glory. Let's give him all the honor, all the adoration. Let's adore him. Let's magnify his holy name. He's the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's no one like him. Oh, he's the Lord God Almighty. He was and is and is yet to come. Oh, let's bless his holy name. Let's magnify him. There is no one like you, Daddy. We praise and magnify your holy name. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ancient of this, we worship you. King of glory, we adore you. We bless your almighty God for bringing us even to the penultimate end, to the fasting. Father, we know, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who have missed part of the fasting or so on, even in the last 2 days, O Lord, Father, they will catch up. The blessing will be general. Nobody is going to miss out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we worship you for bringing us to year 2021. And the new decade, starting from 2021 to 2030, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that is going to be our decade of the divine turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's going to be a decade of fulfillment of promises, divine promises. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to be victorious. Because our victory is going to be without fight. The battle is not ours, it is yours. You're already fighting for us. You will continue to fight for us. We commit tonight into your holy hand. Father, come and take all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God the Father, come and take all the glory. God the Son, come and take all the glory. God the Holy Spirit, come and take the glory. For in Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Tonight is not a night of long sermon. When I saw the program, that was I remember. Tonight is a night of decreeing. It's a night of declaring. It's a night of possessing our possession. So I believe in the mighty name of Jesus. God will speak to us in 2, 3, 5 minutes, and we are going to be blessed. My daughter, my sister, Sister Fola Jewel, will be taking the next 2 days. And I want to tell you, I call her wife. That is what I've been calling her since she came to Leicester. We call her wife. But another name I call her is Miracle. Those who knew her when she came to Leicester and what she went through and what she is now, you will know that another name for her is Miracle. Miracle. I will not say more than that. So be expectant from tonight. Tonight, the Lord is going to perfect everything that concerns us. We are entering this weekend fulfilled. We are entering this weekend possessing our possession. Because God is going to do what he promised to do. I can hear him speaking on our favor. I can see him working in our miracle. I can see him doing miracles and wonders, even in our midst this weekend. For some of us, I will say, but for most of us, it's going to be a weekend that we are not going to forget. So therefore, if anybody is sleeping at home, cooking at home, please come. God has a message for you tonight. And come. The Lord will meet you at your point of need. He will do what only he can do in the mighty name of Jesus. If you want to give a title to tonight's message, I just want to say it is time to fly. It is time to fly. It is time to fly. It's a message. I remember when the fasting was to start, one of the things that the general overseer told us is that at the end of this fasting, we are going to fly. We are going to start flying. Those who have been crawling, we start flying. Those who have been walking, we start flying. And I believe in the mighty name of Jesus. Two more fasting, and it will be over. And then it is time to fly. It's the message God is giving to us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, Isaiah 40, 31, the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, we have been waiting upon the Lord. It is time for us to mount up with wings as eagles. And we are going to run. We are not going to be weary. We are going to walk. We are not going to faint in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because it is the word of God. It is our time to fly. And flying, we are going to fly in the mighty name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm not reading it. It's a long, but when we look from the beginning, from verses 1 to 5, you discover that the Bible says there is time for everything underneath the sun. There is time for everything. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck that which is poor. So it is our time to fly. It is our time to fly. I want you to say to somebody, it is my time to fly. It is my time to fly. It is my time to fly. And when we say it is our time to fly, I know there are so many things that we want to keep us down. We are not going to allow it. We are not going to allow it. Because the Bible says in Matthew 11, verse 12, that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and it is only the violent that taketh it by force. We are still going to go through the segments of the prayers that God gave to us during the fasting, and you'll discover that the last one, that we, the current one, is the prayer of demand, decree, demand, and I know it is our time to fly. Then, my brethren, I want to ask a question before I end this short message. When is your time to fly? When is your time to fly? When is your time? When is the time for your miracle? When is the time for you to rebuild? When is the time for the restoration that God promised us? And you are the only one who can answer it. But God has declared that it's our time to fly. For Abraham, you just discovered that God visited Abraham. And God told Abraham that by this time next year, you are going to have Isaac. He waited for a year after that announcement, and Isaac came. For Jacob, when he was confronted with the wall of Jericho, the Lord told him to run, to sink around the wall 7 days, 1 week before the wall of Jericho fell down. When is your time to fly? He waited for 1 week before the wall of Jericho fell down. In Samaria, the siege was so heavy. And when the man of God spoke, he said, by this time tomorrow, He did not say now. He said by this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow. One day. And the siege was taken away miraculously. When is your time to fly? But when you consider Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel, you just discover that their miracle cannot wait. Their miracle cannot wait. Immediately, they go to the fiery furnace. They met the fourth man, the son of man, waiting for them. And tonight, your miracle may come. And it will come surely in the mighty name of Jesus. So wherever you are, I want you to pray. To say, Father, I know there are many people watching online. In fact, I can quickly tell you, those who are connected online, about 30 people are connected right now. That may be 30 people listening. Oh, Father, tonight is my night. It is my night to fly. It is my night to fly. It is my night to fly. I want you to start praying. Father, I'm flying. I'm flying out in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of sickness, I am flying now in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of sickness, out of diseases, I'm flying out in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, no more ache and pain. I am flying out in the mighty name of Jesus. No more disease, no more weakness in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm entering this weekend from now. Oh, fully hold in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are not alone where you are, I'll confirm it to somebody who is near you that, yes, this is my weekend. This is my time to fly. I'm flying out of sickness. I'm flying out of pain and ache in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's nobody with you, confirm it to yourself. Hi, Baba. Baba Isiaka. I confirm that no more sickness, no more ache and pain, no more running battle in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm flying out in the mighty name of Jesus. But that is not only sickness that God is taking us to fly out. I hear God is talking to us, no more financial embarrassment. No more financial embarrassment. I don't know who you are, who is the second person, but God is telling me, oh, Baba, no more financial embarrassment. You can join me if God is talking to you, because when God says what he says to one, he says to all. You can keep to it. You may have enough financial abundance, but God is telling us there's no more financial embarrassment. You remember the wedding in Cana of Galilee that we can find in Luke chapter 2. Oh, when the wine got finished and Jesus was there, all the embarrassments was taken away. God provided new wine. I don't know who you are. God is providing you new wine. No more financial embarrassment. Key to it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, no more. You remember the widow who was in debt. The husband was in debt and she inherited the debt after the death of her husband. Now the creditors want to come and take her children. Suddenly, he met the man of God. And when she got connected, there was no more financial embarrassment. She did not only pay her debt, she became an oil merchant. I don't know who you are. You have been struggling to eat. You have been struggling to fulfill purpose. God said, no more financial embarrassment. No more financial embarrassment. I want us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, before this month ends, I must have a major financial breakthrough. No more financial embarrassment. No more financial embarrassment. No more financial embarrassment. Are you praying or listening to Baba? Oh, like I said, you can unmute yourself. Pray, 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 pray to me, oh Lord. Father, I decree and I declare, according to your word, no more financial embarrassment. in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, God is asking me to tell us that no more marital issues, no more negative marital issues. Oh, the first miracle I cited the other time was performed at a wedding. God is the author of marriages. Oh, he instituted the institution of marriage. Oh, therefore, every marital issue is going to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. All our singles who are matured to be married, wedding bells are ringing. So say the Lord. And that will surely come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, the Lord is opening many wedding bells will ring. Oh, many of us who are parents, we are going to rejoice, even with our children as they get married, in the mighty name of Jesus. All those who are mature single, oh, who are mature enough to marry, the Lord will meet you at your point of need, in the mighty name of Jesus. Husband from the throne of mercy are coming to single sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. Wives from the throne of mercy are coming to single brothers in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to have peaceful, happy, blessed home after your marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not only for the singles. Are you married and you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Hear the word of God. He was faithful with Hannah. He was faithful with Sarah. He was faithful with Elizabeth. Your case will not be difficult for God. Talk to yourself. My case will not be difficult for God. In the mighty name of Jesus. My case will not be difficult for God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will do it. You will have as many as you desire to have. Nothing will stop you. Not the number of your children. Remember, you are raising soldiers for Christ. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, if your marriage is on the rock, if your home is not peaceful, the Prince of Peace is coming and is going to meet you at your point of need in the mighty name of Jesus. So now you are going to start talking. Father, I commit all marital issues in amazing grace. People I know in my life, oh Lord, Father, put an end to problems in our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor, all our expectations in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, fulfill your will even in our life. It shall be well with us, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, children from the throne of mercy. For those who are trusting the God for womb, for the fruit of the womb, that is will be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answer to prayer. Your career is blessed. Your mercy of God is surrounding you. The Lord will uplift you. Oh, when others are crying, lowering down, you will be raising up in the mighty name of Jesus. When others are losing their jobs, God will be promoting you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, I want you to shout it and let God hear you. It is my time to fly. Yes, it is our time to fly. Fly, we are going to fly in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, to go to the main issues, we have gone through three segments. Our prayers, our fasting, 63 days was divided into three segments. The first segment, which happened between 11 to 31st of January, was meant for Thanksgiving. It was meant for Thanksgiving. But I have five major Thanksgiving points that I want all to consider. As we are going to thank God now, God deserves. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. A very big thank you, Almighty God. The first Thanksgiving is for 35 years of Holy Ghost service. This Holy Ghost service that is called the Festival of Life here in UK has gone around the whole world. And wherever it is, miracle happens. It was a birthday gift for a man, for the man of God. And since 35 years, it has been going in multiples all over. God deserves a very big thank you. Also, number two, there's Thanksgiving for Pastor Adeboye. He has been 40 years as the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I want to tell you, there have been so many general overseers that do not like it last 18 months. Oh, many of them will be split, many of them will collapse, many of them will not live to see the third year. But we told God be all the glory for what he has done. For 40 good years, he has been the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God worldwide. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. A very big thank you, Almighty God. The third one is 24 years of amazing grace. 1997 to 2021. I mean, somebody can help me to calculate it. The Lord has been faithful. You've been faithful, Lord, into ages past. That is why your name, Olorukola, is forevermore. God deserves a very big thank you. Amazing grace. We cannot number how many people have passed through. We cannot number how many pastors have gone through. To God be all the glory. I know the Lord is going to perfect everything that concerns our church. God deserves a very big thank you. The fourth one, also this March, this year, is the 79th. Birthday anniversary of our father, the general overseer. 79 years, and he's still going. He's still going. To God be all the glory. He deserves a very big thank you. And finally, and you, do you have special reason to thank God? Just like the song we sang, I have a reason to praise the Lord. You have a special reason. Special reason. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank God in the mighty name of Jesus. We express our appreciation. You have been so good. You have been so kind. You deserve our very big thank you. Take all the glory, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Then we come to the second segment. The second segment of our fasting is prayer for mercy. We are to cry for mercy. Maybe you did not cry enough. When God asks us to cry for mercy, I want us to begin now to start calling for mercy of God. Mercy. He says it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Oh, his mercy endureth forevermore, wherever you are. Boys and girls, male and female, daddy and children, continue to thank God for his mercy. Continue to praise God for his mercy. Thanksgiving for enjoying the unmerited mercy of God. All of us, we are enjoying the unmerited faithfulness of God. Oh, mercy over all forms of disobedience and unfaithfulness. Well, begin to thank God for the mercy in our family, in our church, and in our nation. Mercy over all judgments. Oh, in time of judgment, God has been remembering his mercy. Let's begin to thank God for mercy, mercy over pronouncement, mercy of God in our homes, mercy of God in our family, mercy of God in our businesses, mercy of God in our career pursuits, mercy for people to return back to God. Oh, this mercy of God over our land against COVID and COVID issues and all related health issues. These are some of the reasons, things we prayed for. Oh God, arise and have mercy on us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we still have two more days. Now you can pray. Father, arise. Have mercy on me. Arise, Father, arise. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You are there. God is there with you. Ask for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Oh, Jesus, Son of the living God. Have mercy on us in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no doubt that mercy of God cannot open. It's open for Bartholomew, the blind eyes. It opened Elizabeth's barren womb. Father, let your mercy open doors for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are asking, O Lord, there's no door, closed door, that your mercy cannot open. Father, every good door that are closed against us, we decree in the mighty name of Jesus, let mercy open. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are the one that opens a door that nobody can close. You are the one that closes a door nobody can open. Father, we decree that your mercy will open doors in high places, doors of prosperity, doors of success, in the mighty name of Jesus, doors of good health, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answer to prayers, for in Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Then finally, we have the last 21 days. We started on February 22nd until today, and we'll be ending on Sunday. And there, we are asked for it, for prayers of declaration of decree and making of demands. Oh, when I hear making demands, I'm not qualified to make demand from God. But when I look at the word of God, he said we shall decree a thing. In Job chapter 22, verse 27 to 28. Job 22, verse 27 to 28. He said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Job chapter 22, verse 27 to 28. You can jot it down because of our time. And I want to also remind us, in Isaiah 45, verse 11, thus says the Lord, Isaiah 45, verse 11, you can note it also. Thus says the Lord, God Almighty, oh, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand. Command ye me. So don't be afraid to talk to God according to his word. He's the one who said, command ye me. When you are done your bit, the Lord is able to do what he says he's going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 91, since the beginning of the year, has been our guide. Psalm 121, we look towards God, and God is able to. Now we want to start declaring divine protection. Divine protection. Wherever you are, begin to declare divine protection. From sickness and disease, divine protection. from ritualism and kidnapping, divine protection, most especially people who are traveling, most especially people going to Nigeria. We are not going to hear any sad news. None of us will be kidnapped. None of us will be victims of ritual killers in the mighty name of Jesus. From fear and worries, oh, we need divine protection. From the spirit of limitation, we need divine protection. From the spirit of impossibilities, we need divine protection. We decree and declare no more barrenness in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. No more barrenness. Begin to fulfill your divine purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to pull down the stronghold of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to pull down the negative altars and gates in our homes, in our families, in our church, in our nation. We pull them down. Oh, we pull them down in the mighty name of Jesus. We neutralize every negative weapon of warfare against us in the mighty name of Jesus. We overcome trials and temptations. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command divine accelerated promotion with speed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we demand divine miracle signs and wonders. Are you praying or just listening to me? Prayers of demand in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let God hear your voice, even as you made this prayer of demands. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are going to, I want you to repeat after me the prayer, prophetic prayer meant for today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
According to Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 2. So God bless Noah and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and all that moves in the earth. And so all the fish of the sea, they are given into your hand. Oh, remember, Noah went, he was shut in, which the world called lockdown. At the end of the lockdown, the Lord gave this blessing, and the Lord is giving the same blessings for us. So prophetically, we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will restore normalcy to the whole world. This
Amen.
Year 2021, in
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The effect of COVID and the pandemic will be wiped away from the earth this year in the mighty name of Jesus. The
Amen.
Lord will remove the cause of COVID-19 from all the face of the earth this
Amen.
Year in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The affliction of last year will not rise again in my life, in your life, in the church, in our nation, in
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, please, I want you to be praying along. My life and your life, our destiny, will not be locked down this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our destiny will not be on hold in Amen. The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No lockdown, no more lockdown for us.
Man,
we have prayed, we have agreed against the stronghold, against Leicester that we are based. There have been so many lockdowns. We say that is the last lockdown in the mighty name of Jesus. We keep
Amen.
To that prayer. for every lockdown against amazing grace. Father, we say the door is open and we will receive our blessing.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I shall be fruitful and multiply this year.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be fruitful. You will multiply this
Amen.
Year. In the Amen. Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The whole world, we enjoy full restoration this year.
Amen.
In
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The whole world. We enjoy full restoration this
Amen.
Year in
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The earth will cooperate with our destiny this year.
Amen.
Oh, the land will bring its fruit in its due season.
Amen.
The rain will fall in its
Amen.
Due season. There will be no Amen. Destructive natural disaster in
Amen.
Our midst in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Almighty God shall be our defense this year
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
All our losses of the past years shall be restored
Amen.
Unto us.
Amen.
In hundredfold this year in
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus. Father,
Amen.
We worship you. Daddy, we Thank glorify you. Your holy name.
Thank
Take
you,
all the glory. This
yes,
year, oh, I want you to confess with me. I will not die.
I will not die.
So
I will live.
The glory of God.
To declare the glory
my
of God.
My family will not die.
My family will not die. My children
no
will not
die. No matter how long we live,
no matter how long
we live, our children.
We will not bury our children.
To declare the glory of God.
We will live
in
to declare
the
glory of God.
So shall
the
we
land
live
of the
in the
so
mighty name of Jesus. The
Amen.
Lord will fulfill his promises. Concerning my life, my
concerning
family,
my
nation, this
my nation,
year,
this
in the
year.
Mighty name of Jesus,
name
I shall be a testimony,
I shall be a testimony,
and the Bible for others to read,
for
this
the others
year,
to read. For
in the mighty
year.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Those prayer points are not strange, they are the ones that we have been listening to, we are meant to read. Like I said, let us be full of expectation of what God is going to do, even in our midst, from tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. What
Amen.
Are the prayer ending? Now, I say, I want us to look at the, to share the screen. Look at the screen. Psalm 119, verse 11. That's the message that God gave to us. In amazing grace for tonight, he says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Someone says sin can take away the Bible from you. Another one says the Bible will take away sin from you. From tonight, I want you to key into the word of God. Don't open your Bible, the word that you have hidden. In your word, I want you to start to declare in the mighty name into your word, I will be heard, I will not be tamed in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word, I will lend to nation, I will not borrow in the mighty name of Jesus. That's my own. No, I want you to start remembering the ones that you have stored in your heart and claiming it according to the need that is in your life. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want any good thing. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is the word of God. 1,000 may fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand, but they will never come near me. It is your word, and it will be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will be heard. I will not be tamed. I will lend to nation. I will not borrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word is settled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I decree in the mighty name of Jesus. I will eat the goods of the land in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the day of your power. I am willing. I am ready. I am willing. I will eat the goods of the land in the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of God will surround me. I'll be on top. I will not be below. in the mighty name of Jesus. I will be heard, I will not be tamed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will possess my possession. It shall be well with me, body, soul, and spirit. So says the Lord, so shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The glory of God will surround me. The
Amen.
Glory of God will empower me. In
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When I look to the left, I will see the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
When I look to the right, I will see the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
I will encompass even in the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
His glory will not be wanting in my
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The prayer altar will not lack the burning candle of the Lord. In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. All the journeys before me, no matter how short, no matter how long,
yes,
Lord is going to be with me.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to declare your hold. Begin to declare.
Amen.
Begin
Amen.
To decree and declare. And the Lord will do it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take glory, Father.
Amen.
Take glory, Son.
Amen.
Take glory, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We worship you. We adore you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, I may be a bit fast, but I just want to let you know that this is the hour we have been waiting for. The Lord is in our midst. The Lord is in our midst. We are going to spend the next 5 minutes talking to God. I don't want to hear what you are saying. Talk to him. He said, ask of me concerning the works of my hand, command you me. Don't look at my face. I'm already asking my own. I don't need. I want you to begin. I don't ask for peanuts. Don't ask for peanuts. Ask for things that only God can do. Don't ask for only what God can do. Those things that people believe that it is impossible. Oh, ask for big things. You are serving a very, very big God. Ask for big. Ask for your family. Ask for yourself. Ask for your nation. Ask for your church. Ask for him. Ask for that big, big things. And the Lord is going to do it. The Lord will do it. Let's begin to bring our prayers to close, thanking God for answer to prayers. We worship you, we adore you. We know you shall testify. Say it to somebody, you will testify. I will share your testimony. I will rejoice with you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Also, before I end up, we want to pray for amazing grace. We want to pray for amazing grace. What do you want God to do? I can see God seated on the throne of mercy. And this amazing grace, the people we are thanking for, the general overseer, the Holy Ghost services, amazing grace, and your special. And God saying, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You have your dreams, unity among brethren. He said, by this shall men know that ye are my disciples, when they see the love you have for one another. Oh, Father in the mind, I want you to start praying for amazing grace. Oh, pray for our Father in the Lord. Pray for Holy Ghost services. Pray for every service that will be emanating from amazing grace. Anointed service in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We worship you. We adore you. We will take our place in the mighty name of Jesus. We will possess our possession in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not count years like Methuselah in the mighty name of Jesus. Every year we count in the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of God will surround us. Miracle signs and wonders. We follow every ministration. It's our year to rebuild. You will rebuild amazing grace. It's our year of restoration. You will restore us in the mighty name of Jesus. It's our year to fly. We will fly in the mighty name of Jesus. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
And so our Father in heaven, King of glory, we worship him.
Thank you, Lord.
We adore you because you are the Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we glorify your holy name for tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Like Samara, oh Lord, we came before you. But we remember your word. You said before we call, you will hear us. While we are yet speaking, you will answer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you pray for many people in the Bible. Father, in the mighty name, you pray for Peter. Father, pray for us. Individually, pray for us.
Amen.
When we ask for poison, thinking it is milk, and you said no, Father, pray for us. Amen. When we ask for stone, thinking it is bread, Father, we ask, oh Lord, pray for us. Meet
Amen.
Us at a point of meet in the mighty name of Jesus. From
Amen.
Glory to glory, let us begin to fly to the
Amen.
Glory and honor of your name.
Amen.
We commit every journey in front of every one of us into your holy hand. Henceforth, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, there will be no negative incidents. There will be no negative reports. There will be
Amen.
No accidents in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we commit the rest of the night unto you, O Lord. Do what only you can do
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be glorified, be exalted.
Yes,
for in Jesus' precious name,